Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem Zayin. You can almost feel the anticipation in the air. It is Rosh Hashanah, and the room is full. The Aron Kodesh has been open, and people are standing around, waiting. The Baal Tokea has shofar in hand, ready to begin to blow. And then there is a hush, and you begin to hear the murmuring as everyone starts to recite Mizmor Mem Zayin, this Mizmor, 7 times. I stand there reciting the words, counting out on my fingers, balancing the need to prepare myself mentally and spiritually for listening to the shofar, while trying to keep track of how many times I've recited the Mizmor and how many times remain, trying to make each reading of this familiar Mizmor fresh and meaningful. So what is this Mizmor all about? Why was it selected to be read on Rosh Hashanah? And is there any significance to the fact that it was composed by the sons of Korach? Let's tackle those questions one at a time. What is this Mizmor about? A look at the words reveal the following words and patterns. We see a lot of references to Hashem, 13 in all. The Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei name is mentioned twice. Elohim is mentioned 7 times. And the word Melech, king, referring to Hashem 4 times. We see references to Elohim going up, like in Pasuk Vav, Allah Elohim bitruah, God ascends amidst shouts of joy. And then we see references to Elohim sitting on the throne, Elohim yashav al kiseh kodsho, God is seated on his holy throne. We see words of song and sound with terms like tik'u kaf, clapping hands together, tik'u vahariu, shouting out, kol shofar v'truah, blasts of the horn. We see references to people, le'umim ve'amim, people and nations, kol ha'aretz v'goyim, all over the earth and nations. We see a reference to Gaon Yaakov in the first part of the Mizmor, and Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of our God of Avraham, in the second part. So what does this all mean? Clearly the main theme is Hamlachat Hashem, the coronation of Hashem. Who is accepting Hashem as king? Why are they accepting Hashem as king? And what sounds of musical instruments help to proclaim the coronation? So first of all, who is accepting Hashem as king? The Kol Ha'amim of Pasuk Bet seem to refer to Bnei Yisrael and the Shvatim based on Pasuk He. Yifchar lanu et nachalatenu, he chooses our legacy for us, et Gaon Yaakov asher ahev Sela, the pride of Yaakov whom he loves, Sela. Why are we accepting Hashem as king? Because Ki Hashem Elyon Nora, the Lord Most High, is fearsome. Melech Gadol al kol ha'aretz, the great king over all of the earth, and because Hashem has selected us. How do we proclaim to the world that we, Bnei Israel, have accepted God as our king? We accept him with tkiat kaf, clapping of the hands, which according to the Malbim means that one person is clapping the hands of another, and this is a sign of peace between them and a cessation of swords and war. We also accept him betruat kol rina, which according to Rabbi Yehuda Shaviv is a collective sound of the ole regel, those going to Har HaBayit for the shalosh regalim, for the holidays, bringing the korbanot to Hashem and singing songs of joy and thanks. Thus, the first half of the Mizmor is about Bnei Israel coming together to proclaim Hashem Melech, Hashem is the king. The first half ends with the phrase Sela. What about the second half? The Mizmor shifts from the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei name of Hashem that represents Am Yisrael, Amidat Harachamim, the attribute of mercy, to Elohim, the term that represents the world at large, Amidat Hadin, the attribute of judgment. We have shifted from the particular Geon Yaakov to the more universal Am Elokei Avraham. This helps to present the idea that the world has learned from what we have done, and they, too, accept Hashem as Melech, as their king. The zemer of the first half of the Mizmor becomes a zemer maskil, a song with knowledge. This is evidenced from the last line of the Mizmor, Malach Elohim al Goyim, God reigns over nations, Elohim yashav al kiseh kodsho, God is seated on his holy throne. So when was this Mizmor written? What could have been the reason behind it? And there are several possibilities, including the conquest of Jericho, all those references to shofar blowing, to celebrate the victory of Bnei Israel over an enemy, where again we find the use of the shofar as something proclaiming victory is with us. It is possible that it is a reference to Acharit Hayamim, the end of days, when Hashem will be recognized by the entire world. If the theme of the Mizmor is Hamlachat Hashem, the coronation of Hashem, it is easy to see why it was selected to be recited on Rosh Hashanah. Minhag is mentioned as early as Masechet Sofrim, one of the minor tractates of Talmud that deals with, among other things, the laws of reciting from the Torah, and was written circa the 8th century CE. As a sidebar question, who are the different groups of people referred to as Nedivei Am Umaginei Aretz? Nedivei Am, they seem to be the VIPs of the world, and that fits with the reference of Am Elokei Avraham, since Avram was given his name because he was Av Hamon Goyim, the father of many nations. Rashi identifies the Nedivei Amim as those who Hitnadvu Atzmam L'tvach V'lhareg Al Kedushat Shemo, those who offered themselves to slaughter, to be slain for the sanctity of his name. The people who follow in the way of Avraham when he entered into the Kivshan Ha'esh as a boy, or who went up like him to their own personal mountains to sacrifice perhaps their sons, like Avraham did with Yitzchak when he was older. Rabbi Hanan Porat notes that the phrase can also refer to those whom we call Tzadikei Umot Ha'olam, and they could also be called the Maginei Aretz, the righteous of the world, who protect the world. Think of all of those who came and did help the Jews during the years of the Holocaust. The term can also refer to two 17th century commentators on the Shulchan Aruch, specifically in the section of Orach Chaim, which features the laws of prayer and Shabbat and Yom Tov. The first was the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Gombiner, Rabbi Avraham Abele ben Chaim Halevi from the town of Gombine. Rabbi Avraham did not have the funds to publish his book, so it was first published posthumously by his son Chaim, who titled the work Magen Avraham, the Shield of Avraham, after his father. Rabbi Avraham's students claimed he wished to name it the Ner Yisrael. The second is the Magen David, Rabbi David Levi Siegel, another 17th century Polish Talmudist, whose work was also known as the Turei Zahav, the columns of gold, after the phrase from Shir HaShirim, and therefore he is nicknamed the Taz. The Taz married the daughter of another commentator, the Bach Rav Yoel Sirkis. Finally, is there any relevance to the fact that the Mizmor was composed by Bnei Korach? Rabbi Yehuda Shaviv says yes. Korach's main philosophy was, Ki kol ha'edah kulam kiddushim, the entire congregation is holy, and in their midst is Hashem, u'betocham Hashem. Ubadua titnasu al kahal Hashem. Why are you elevating yourselves over the assembly of Hashem? Why do we need an elite group of people, Korach is claiming, to rule over us, to be better than us, like Kohanim or kings? In truth, Korach was right. We don't need anybody. However, he was speaking at the wrong time, says Rabbi Shaviv. In the future, latid lavo, there will be such equality within Bnei Israel that all will indeed become part of the Mamlechet Kohanim, a kingdom of priests, and serve as Kohanim for the rest of the world. Bnei Israel will retain their uniqueness as Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation. So when Rosh Hashanah comes, as we stand before Melech Malchei Hamlachim, Hashem, and we accept Hashem as our king, we accept responsibility for our actions, as the sound of the shofar both heralds the presence of the Shekhinah, the divine presence, and reminds us to do tshuva. We can reflect upon a time, hopefully not too much in the future, when the rest of the world will recognize Hashem. As it says in Sefer Zechariah, Haya Hashem lamelech al haaretz, bayom ahu yiyah Hashem echad ushmo echad. Hashem will be king over all of the earth. On that day, Hashem will be one, and his name one. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sarah Bat Chaim.